Hello, this is Jonah. I'm here to set the record straight. You may have heard my story, or you may have even read my story, but I doubt you've seen it on television. It's not a very Hollywood story. There are no big moments in it like when David meets Goliath or they part the Red Sea. Now, those are good things for special effects movies, but my tale about all it has in it of any great visual interest is a whale. But that really is Disney stuff. It's sort of thrown in there for the kids. Although I gotta say, my time in that whale was some of the most unpleasant time I ever spent on this earth. Frankly, I'd rather stick my head up an elephant's asshole than spend time inside a whale. It's just impossible to get that odor out of your hair. But that's part of the problem. It's this emphasis in put on the whale. For example, most people would refer to the story, my story actually, is the story of Jonah and the whale. As far as I am concerned, the whale is completely of secondary interest, a mere mode of transportation. But the whale and what it signifies has been used by commentators to produce a kind of spin on my story that I want here to correct. People make it appear that I was, when God called upon me to perform my duties unto him, somewhat reluctant to perform the tasks he asked of me. It's even a tale sometimes told to indicate God's great power to control, a person's course of life. Stories like a malingerer, they make me out to be a malingerer or maybe a slacker, someone attempting to shirk his duty. Well, that's not the case. The problem was not at all, to my mind, the orders that God gave me. It had more to do with Nineveh. It seems to me that the story, my story, should ought properly to be called Jonah and the City of Nineveh. Well, that's a bit bland. Maybe we could call it Jonah's Journey to Nineveh, something like that. Or more exactly, actually, why Nineveh? Now, that's not, why did Jonah go to Nineveh? That's sort of philosophic, and I don't know, but that's the best I could come up with. Because the real question I had on my mind, when God said, I was out there in the field doing what I did, and God calls out and says, Jonah, where are you? What does he say? Jonah, I don't know what he says. I say, here I am, Lord, which is the traditional reply when God calls out to you. So I said, here I am, Lord, and he tells me to go to Nineveh. Well, honestly, at that time in my life, I was ripe for travel. My job, I don't know what the business with the goats and the sheep and working in the vineyards had run pretty thin by that point, and I was prepared to travel. In fact, I had not traveled at all. I didn't even know where the ocean was located, to tell you the truth. I'd spent most of my life in the inland desert trying to grow shit, but with very little luck. So when God asked me to travel, I was quite happy to go. The problem lay in the destination, Nineveh. Who the fuck goes to Nineveh? Now, I suppose I could have asked the Lord that very question. I could have inquired, why Nineveh? But frankly, he's not one given to explaining himself. He likes to preserve an air of mystery. I think that's because he doesn't really know what he's doing and is making it up as he goes along. So he offers no explanation because he doesn't really have any. This may be a problem to some people. You know, some people think, well, I had a car accident, lost my arm, my leg, my eyeball. And they decide it's all for the good. Now, I don't know how you would arrive at that kind of conclusion unless you believed in God. And God, you know, has passed around this kind of rumor that there is this big mystery, but he's behind it. And in the end, as you know, everything will work out for the best. So, you know, people say, I lost my arm, I lost my leg, I lost my eye, and in a hit-and-run accident, no less. You don't even know who killed you, or hit you, so you can't sue them. But it's all for the best, because in the long run, it's all for the best. Now, this seems like a setup and a scam to me, but because the time coming around where it all comes to an end, none of us will be here to decide whether it all turned out for the best or not. Anyhow, God doesn't like to explain himself for whatever the reason. Sort of like your father. He says, you know, go do this, go do that. And he doesn't have to explain himself because he's bigger than you are. So I didn't ask the Lord, as I probably should have, in a more assertive manner, like, why the fuck Nineveh? You know, Nineveh, I don't know how to draw the scale exactly. I mean, if God said, let's go to Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, there was no Sodom and Gomorrah by then. I'd heard, you know, it'd been eradicated. But had he said, go there, I would have gone. I mean, there was some real evil going on there. I mean, talk about your sink of iniquity. Your congregation of absolute sinners. I mean, going to Sodom and Gomorrah would have been big time prophecy. Those guys needed a heads up. You know, or even take had there been, well, there still was at that time, not quite as bad, but Babylon. I would have gone to Babylon. I just at a drop of a hat. Honestly, I'd heard a great deal about Babylon, and I knew it to be a central kind of city, kind of cosmopolitan in its outlook, and given to the worship of false idols. So I figured, you know, you got some pretty high-powered sinners there, and they need converting. I mean, you know, to the true way. I mean, to the true God, and not stop, you know, stop worshiping those false images and engaging in fornicative activities, if you know what I mean, and or whatever they were doing that was so evil. But yeah, it was pretty damn evil, I'm sure, whatever it was. Instead, he sends me to Nineveh. And as I've said, who the fuck goes to Nineveh? The scale again is difficult. If Babylon is Las Vegas, Nineveh isn't even Reno. It's somewhere between Las Vegas and Reno. It's got a few slot machines and a couple of old harlots. And it is not a place you want to visit. So really, to be as clear as I can about this, there's people, they've just told the story incorrectly. I was not malingering. I was not trying to shirk my duties or to escape God's edict. I did not hesitate. I just didn't want to go to Nineveh. And let me tell you, if you ever been to Nineveh, as I have been to Nineveh, you would know why I didn't want to go to Nineveh. Hell, I didn't even know at the time what direction Nineveh was in. It was a god dang time hard for me even to find the ocean so I could get to Nineveh. But that's another story. But let me conclude by saying, I'd rather stick my head up an elephant's asshole than ever have to go back to Nineveh. Hell, I'd rather be swallowed by a whale than have to go back to Nineveh. In any case, I believe I've made my point.